I'm The public disclosure. Particularly, I guess there was an incident, off-site dust event that they noticed on April 3rd of this year, which, led to the fine. What's sort of the group's, reaction to the what DEC done? Do you think it's adequate to the situation?
Well, we feel that the enforcement action by DEC is incredibly weak due to the serious negative impacts this landfill has on the community. And the $35,000 fine is significantly better than the previous $1,000 fine. But like everybody is aware, the $1,000 fine was for a serious problem with the lining system underneath the landfill. And we feel that neither of these fines reflect the seriousness of the ongoing issues at Dawn.
How has city officials reacted, or how, there is a school that's located right next to the dump. Are they also concerned about the situation?
The school superintendent has previously said that he is concerned about the health and safety of the children, and that's always a top priority. There have been independent air monitoring tests done around the school where they said they found negative results of any horrible impacts to the surrounding areas. And the city officials have not really been too responsive in helping us fight this landfill and to address the continuing problems. The city, I believe, gets upwards of $1 million a year in revenue from the landfill.
Now, as I stated earlier, this particular fine is due to an off-site dust event, as they call it, that took place on April 3rd of 2019. However, in March, DEC directed the Dunn landfill to take several actions to improve operations and reduce odors at the facility. Take a wild guess, if that action was ordered in March and they get hit with a fine in April, what were the actions they were supposed to take in March, and why haven't they worked, apparently?
They were supposed to take corrective action and hydro seed some of the uncovered lands, and they were also supposed to mitigate dust and any debris from leaving the landfill. I believe they were required to have a whale wash station for when the trucks leave the landfill, so any debris from the landfill doesn't mitigate around in the Partisan Street neighborhoods. We want the DEC to listen to our concerns in the community, and they need to shut this landfill down. Continuous slaps on the wrist are not enough, and previous, actions by the DEC back in March and April have not solved these ongoing problems.
Now, of course, ultimately the governor seems to be the one who decides what DEC does and doesn't do. Has the governor been out there? I mean, I understand you can actually see the Dunn landfill from the DEC's offices in downtown Albany. Not sure if you can see it from the governor's mansion, which I understand the governor's been in more time at these days. But has the governor, done an on-site visit yet?
We have sent letters to the governor in recent years, and we really did not have much reception from his office. But we are planning to organize another follow-up meeting with the officials at DEC. Like you said, they can see this landfill right from their windows, and they did see the dust blowing on occasion across their area. And we plan on meeting with them hopefully sometime this month to address these ongoing issues. We had previously met with them back in January, and they had created some new enforcement actions, but these are just ongoing issues that do not seem to be getting solved.
Now, summer, with the much higher air temperatures, started last week. We've had several days now in at least the low 90s, high 80s. How does the high temperatures and the heat, impact, say, on the odors or even the dust problem?
Well, we're seeing a great correlation there. We have a new odor and complaint logging website, itstinks.org, where residents can go on there and pinpoint their complaints on a map. And we have seen a great increase in pens on the map since its odor website went live a couple of weeks ago. Residents are complaining of constant hydrogen sulfide odors around the vicinity of the landfill. But DEC's recent actions said that they have basically monitored low levels of hydrogen sulfide odors in the landfill property. But they said that when they send people out to investigate in the neighborhoods, they don't smell anything. The problem is, it depends on which direction the wind's blowing. Sometimes you get a large whiff of hydrogen sulfide.
Hmm. So you say that, you know, I guess your ultimate remedy in this situation is to shut down the landfill. Has DEC or the state given any, you know, serious consideration to that? Are there any, you know, possible legal grounds for a lawsuit to try to shut it down?
Well, DEC has said that they are going to continually monitor this landfill and investigate any potential impacts on the community. They said it is possible, if ongoing impacts continue, that when the permit for the landfill is up for renewal in 2022, there could be public hearings. And, you know, if there's a lot of complaints, hopefully that would help the case to get this landfill shut down.
Now, I guess a few weeks ago, last month, one of the trucks rolled over on the Dunn Memorial Bridge and I guess spilled out some of the solid waste, some of the garbage. And there actually seemed to be apparently municipal waste, you know, basically from a community included, not just construction and demolition debris, land waste, which would be in violation of the permit. Has any action resulted, you know, from that particular spill?
Well, I actually ended up calling Jonathan Whitcomb. He's the regional spill manager for our area, and I was calling him to voice my concern about a hydrogen sulfide odor that same day from the Dunn landfill, and I asked him, I said, you know, what kind of materials were in that truck that's tipped over on the Dunn Memorial Bridge? I said, I saw babies' car seats in there. There was all kinds of rugs and bed mattresses, plastic bags. There was a lot of material that is unacceptable under Dunn Landfill's permit and what Dunn Landfill allows at their property. Mr. Whitcomb told me that when those materials arrive at the landfill is required to pull them out. My understanding is that DEC was going to send spill people to the site of the Dunn Memorial Bridge to check the materials in the truck, and they had to clean up fuel that had leaked onto the roadway. But I am not sure what exactly materials were in that truck, but Mr. Whitcomb did confirm that it was going to Dunn Landfill.
So Dave, we're out of time. You mentioned this website that people can call to complain about the odors, and then if you have a general Facebook or, you know, webpage for, you know, Rensselaer Environmental Coalition, you can share that with us?
Sure. The Rensselaer Environmental Coalition is pretty much two different groups working together. We have two Facebook sites, Rensselaer Residents Against Toxic Dumping and Stop Trucks Assaulting Rensselaer. And again, you can log your order or complaints on the landfill at itstinks.org and select Dunn Landfill.
Thank you, Dave Ellis. And this has been Mark Dunley with the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.
Here's Pip Stafford with Iris from Soundproof.
Hi, this is Chris France of Talking Heads, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC, Accra.
I got a stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking for one that I can't find. The one where the guitar plays so fine, 'cause that's the only song that my baby likes to hear.
Turn out to the WGXC Record Fair, Sunday, September 15th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Basilica Hudson, 110 South Front Street in Hudson, near the Amtrak station. There are still a few spots left for vendors. If you'd like to get a table, email info@wgxc.org. WGXC Record Fair coincides with the Basilica Soundscape, September 13th through 15th, an immersive, innovative weekend of art, music, and culture. Turn out for the WGXC Record Fair, Sunday, September 15th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Basilica Hudson. Tune in to Radio for Open Ears. Tuesday, July 9th, the WGXC Morning Show is live from Hilo in Catskill. And Francesca Hoffman previews the Brass Roots Festival, July 27th and 28th in Kingston on the show. Brass bands from throughout the Hudson Valley perform at this event, including her band, Brasskill, from Hudson. Tune in to Francesca Hoffman on the radio talking about her band, Brasskill, and the Brass Roots Festival on the WGXC Morning Show, 9 a.m., Tuesday, July 9th, live from Hilo in Catskill.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the Supertone Music Festival, the third annual showcase of rock, roots, and honky-tonk, featuring the Felice Brothers, X-Hex, Thelma and the Sleaze, Habibi, and more, at 2 p.m. Saturday, July 6th, at Basilica Hudson. Ticket information at supertonefestival.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Sheena Salvino of Catskill, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
This is Brian DeWan. I leave my clock radio tuned to 90.7 FM so that when it goes off in the morning, the first thing I hear is WGXC.
Thank you.